Okay, hello everyone. Very nice that you're still here at this afternoon, and thank you for borrowing a laptop. My name is Femke, and I'm a computer science student and a computer science teacher in training, mainly focused on secondary school, so aged 12 till 18. And sometimes when you when you're a computer science teacher, you teach programming. Well, what to do when teaching programming? Well, we've seen some amazing ideas already this afternoon. A very popular idea to start with is, of course, block-based programming. For example, Scratch, which are amazing because you cannot really make mistakes in the syntax. But at some point, students at a certain age may feel like, well, I feel like this is childish. My little brother in primary school is also doing this. I want the real thing. So, what do you count as the real thing? Well, mainly textual programming. But when doing textual programming, you need to find a new language. So, like a lot of schools choose Python, which is mostly a simple language to start with. So, Python is possibly the right choice. So let's start with doing Python. However, when doing Python, you can encounter this. There are different errors, but when teaching to children, it's sometimes quite hard to read these errors. Maybe you do because you can read English or you know what the error means. But what you can get is a class full of a little bit of unhappy students, because the students feel like, oh, another red screen. It can be quite demotivating because it's like, I can't program, it's so hard. Why is programming so hard? So especially to build a bridge between the block-based programming and the text-based programming, we're going to make textual programming easy, and we're doing that with Haiti. Haiti is you can call it a language because it's parsing, and it's an interface for learning how to program, but also so a complete interface and a language, and it has a teacher interface which is really nice for class environments, and also important for class environments if that's available in the browser. Also very nice for Haiti is that it has, there are already quite many translations, so it's available in the native language. And what's different for Haiti than immediately starting into Python is that it's teaching children the syntax just like learning punctuation. Syntax error is one of the most common errors, and it's also sometimes very hard to understand. Why do I need a colon here? Why is this, maybe this quotation mark not valid here? So Haiti is gradually learning syntax and concepts at the same time. So instead of only gradually learning concepts, we're also learning syntax gradually. So how does it work? Well, maybe if you go back into your own past when you started to learn how to write, you first start with letters. Then you start with some words, and at the end you write a full sentence. You're writing in primary school, when learning what to write, you first write sentences with all lowercase letters. The higher the capital letters, the comma and the dot at the end, all ends later. When you're doing all at the same time, it can be quite overwhelming for students. So that is why language is taught in this way in primary school. So why not learn languages the same way for programming? This is what's done in Haiti. So an example in this case is we're also using different levels for different parsing